Talk about your plans for the summer in terms of campaigning. What are you hoping to do? How are you going about it this year? Anything different than in the past? Or describe your plans for campaigning this summer.
Not so much different, just stronger. You know, I went door to door in every community, Pelican, Sitka, Wrangell, Petersburg. I tried to get everywhere that I could, door to door. I do a lot of work door to door. Also just being out there, being open for any questions, comments, good or bad, just trying to see how people feel and what I can do to help.
What about concerns folks have raised to you about the region? What are some of the things you hear? What's the sort of the top concern you hear from people?
Well, you hear a lot about transportation. Another concern is that we have the South Midcoff Ferry Terminal that's not being used right now. Transportation is probably one of the biggest ones that you hear. Of course, people are concerned about the school system, and they want to know that we're going to be properly funded. They want to know PERS, TERS, and a lot of people are supportive of going back to Tier 3 as opposed to what we're in now, a Tier 4.
Let me jump on the transportation issue for a moment. I know that's a big issue for you. It was in your last campaign, and it is now. And you mentioned the ferry terminal, and it happens to be that I have that on my list to ask you about. What would you do with that terminal if you were in the legislature? What would you be pushing for to be done with that terminal that basically costs, I think, between $15 and $20 million and is completely unused now?
It is. It was a huge project done, and you know, we have the paved road out of it. It's the terminal is just sitting there, not being used. And I'm a real firm believer in the IFA ferry system.
Inter-Island Ferry Authority, right?
That's correct. And I want to see it being funded. And I don't think...
State funding.
Yeah, state funding. And I don't think that it's out of the realm of reason that it shouldn't be funded. You know, it doesn't have high numbers right now, but if we don't fund it and keep it running, then how are people going to be able to depend on it and use it? You know, we need a solid schedule that, you know, can make it work.
How do you convince legislators from outside of Southeast, who you're going to have to be working with, to support funding a system that doesn't have enough ridership or very far from enough ridership to support, I say a system, that particular route, to support itself?
Well, you know, the ferry system doesn't support itself. It's a highway. It's a means of transportation that we need. You know as well as I do that we don't have roads, and we need, especially in the wintertime, we need something that can fill the gap to get us moving throughout the district.
So looking back on the legislative session, Petersburg stands to do quite well in the capital project money, barring a veto from the governor. What are your thoughts about how it went in terms of that?
I think that it went okay. I'm a solid supporter of the fire hall. That is a public safety issue, and I think that that's one project that benefits absolutely everybody in town. We do have the pad built, and I think that we can hopefully move forward with that. I hope it doesn't get vetoed.
What about the library?
I'm in support of the library. I think that there are some things that need to be looked at. You know, that when we do projects like this, and I'll use the swimming pool as an example, it's not so much the construction of the building that is the problem. It's the long-term debt that the community has to take over, and those numbers need to be watched well to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the community.
Do you think the swimming pool was not a good idea to build?
No, I believe that the swimming pool was the right thing to do. I don't know if it needed to be as huge as it is, and it costs a lot of money.
What would you like to pursue that you don't think has been pursued for the district? I guess the simple question is, you know, pick something that you would do differently than your opponent in the legislature if you were elected.
Well, like I've said before, transportation is a really huge deal, but I also think that we can work with other people in the district that are trying to get programs going, and I don't think that it should be overlooked. I know that, Alum Marine, for example, and not to say that it has to be Alum Marine, but they are an Alaska company, and I think it would do a pretty big boost for Sitka. If working together with the IFA, working together with other companies, that we can do shuttle routes so that the mainliners can do circle routes and meet up in different spots.
What do you think about the idea for private hydropower development in Thomas Bay as proposed by the Cascade Creek LLC company and the communities of Wrangell and Angoon that they've been working with?
Like I've said before, and I say it again, I firmly believe that we need to make sure that it's within the municipalities and the state. I'm not against private enterprise. I believe that there is probably a place where they are going to have to share a role in development. But I want to make sure that all Alaskans are getting a fair shake on what's going to happen with that power.
So you'd support power that should be publicly owned or publicly built? Or?
Well, I believe that whatever decision is made, the Alaskans, the municipality, and the state are going to be able to call the shots.